name is Georgina. As you can tell, my father wanted a boy. I was three when the war broke out, so I really don't have many horrendous memories, just of my mother's terrified face and all the mothers' terrified face in the street, because there weren't any shelters in Kensington where I lived. We were quite near Ludbrook Grove Station, but that, although it's the underground, it's actually overground there. So the very nice manager of the, it used to be the ABC cinema, which was sort of opposite that way, used to open the cinema at night and let us all go in if there was a bombing raid. I mean, how we ever thought that was safer than staying in the house, I don't know, but we did all feel safe and together. But like Mavis, I know I was evacuated, but I have no memory of, I must have gone from Paddington, because although my father had a car, I don't think he would have driven all the way down there. I can't remember anything except seeing sand and the sea and a big plane. My brother also, the two of us, and then my father decided to bring us back after a very, very short time on the premise that if they were killed, then they'd want us killed as well. I know that sounds awful, but, you know, rather than having two kiddies in the middle of a war with no parents, he felt it was better that we all went at once. So we all slept in the same room and taped up the windows. All the buses had taped windows, of course. That's one thing I do remember, so that in case the glass was smashed, we would all stay together. I mean, you can remember horrible things like the sirens going and your stomach went over, and even at that young age I can remember that. So in Cambridge Gardens, just around the corner, where in fact I believe Kirsty Allsop lives now, that was and on the corner of St Mark's Road, which is where Christie lived. I mean, it's a lovely area. But we didn't know anything about this at the time, but Cambridge Gardens was hit and St Mark's Road, and we heard that. But, you know, the rest of it is just seeing the cherry trees in the orchard at the back of the station. It sounds like being in the country. My father had ducks, rabbits, doves, pigeons, chickens. We had everything, and we lived in a Jewish district, and everybody did deals. So, you know, I haven't got a terribly sad story. All I can remember is my mother's face looking very, very strained. And if there was nowhere else to go, she'd put us, there was a mangle, because in my dad's house there was the basement, and push us under the mangle, thinking that would take the strain, possibly. I mean, you just don't know what goes through people's heads, because there was nothing organised where we lived. There weren't any shelters. And the school that I went to went from Ludbrook Grove to Portobello Road, and the whole of the middle of it was blown out. So you had one end of the school here and the other end. So, you know, it did happen all round you, but I really think I was too young to feel as terrified as an adult or an older child would have been. That's my memories, or some of them. The only conclusion that I've come to is that, and I haven't spoken to this about my brother, he'd probably think I was batty, but that he grew up without the father and this terrible longing in him, and I don't think he would have wanted that for us, rather than go as an entity, rather than grow up without parents.